Hello and welcome to episode 81 of Champion the Gamer. I'm joined by Eddie, otherwise known as Big Eddie 87 Gaming, which I need to find out where that came from. But how are you, first of all?
I'm not bad, mate. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm very well. Start with that. Where is the 87 specific? Is where's the big come from?
Big part of it. Obviously, I'm not a small lad, so I had to get that in there.
I'm so, I never ask personal questions, right? But I wanted to put it in there because I was like, we can make a joke out of this.
Eddie is my middle name. My first name is Michael, but I got my granddad's first name was my second, and 87 is the year I was born.
Nice. You'd never be able to tell that. Let's get into who you are. So, what do you do? What kind of content do you make?
Gaming content. Sorry. Basically, that's it.
What
Gaming
got
content.
you, sorry to cut you off there.
Well,
What got you into that? What made you want to do it?
always been around gaming for a start. From being a young age, my uncles always were had game consoles. So did my dad. My dad had a ZX Spectrum. And I remember first time I ever played an actual game was a MS-DOS game called Heartlight, which were a little character that collected hearts and moved boulders. But my uncles had Atari 2600, Amiga 1200, a few other consoles. So the first ones I ever remember playing was Cannon Fodder. It's just amazing how you still remember playing the floppy disks on a giant keyboard rather than some of the other games you played.
Why do you think that is, though? Because I have this debate with kids all the time, because I work in a school, right? And they say about how cool games are now, which they are, they're great. But memories are, because I think, a bit weird tangent, because games look so good now, you don't engage your imagination part of your brain, do you?
No. But I think what it is obviously you always remember the first games you played rather than what you play now. Because there's that many games out now, you can't keep track on what you've played and what you haven't really.
So what are you playing now?
At the moment, basically I've gone back to retro stuff, so I'm playing some Xbox 360 games, some PlayStation 2 games.
And do you collect loads?
I've not got the biggest collection. I've already got a small collection, but I've got enough to keep me going. And I will be adding some more.
Do you get the bug from watching people online? Like, show that, because we had a chat with Matt from the Game Collection about Charles redoing his collection from scratch online. Do you get the bug seeing stuff like that?
I've started doing it myself. When I was younger, obviously, you do things where you upgrade. So you trade another console in to get a better one. So I did same as what a lot of people did back in days. I'm 38 now, so I'm going back a few years.
I've said this before. I'm 35. I feel 45. So I do understand it completely. Do you feel like when you got into the content side of things, do you feel like that it let you express stuff that you sort of held a little bit? Because obviously, a lot of people we have that are our age back in the olden days didn't necessarily share our love of gaming that much, did we?
Yeah, a lot now with social media, you can share a lot more than what you. We didn't have it back in the day. It were Symbian phones and WAP rather than what you've got now, like 4G, 5G. There's a lot more internet services now where you can share that and share your passion for gaming and other things.
But what about you as a person, though? Do you feel like it's given you more confidence doing content? Do you feel like it's let you express yourself a little bit more?
First, obviously, I started off. We're just putting like cinematics on. I never showed my face, but and then when I saw more people doing it, I thought, well, why not me give it a try as well?
Are you, because you, I'll be honest with you, you sound exactly like me. Are you very, and I'm not trying to put this on you, of course, but are you very introverted normally?
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as me. And if anything, the camera is, it's gonna sound a bit odd now, but easier because it's just me in this room. Yeah,
Yep.
there's a camera there recording me, but I can put my face on it because it's just me. And I wonder if that's the same experience for you. Like, if it's given
Yeah,
you like
exactly.
freedom to do it all, yeah. So what's the sort of plan then? What are you looking to do with your content?
Oh, well, I've got plans on changing some of the ways I intro games, rather than just putting a green screen behind me with a picture of the cover or something like that. I'm gonna actually introducing myself with the game, not with a green screen. So the game players that I'm going to put on, I'll introduce them with the actual physical game.
I feel that's hard at the moment, I think. I think there's a bit of a debate going on where, an unspoken debate, where it's like, do you really need to put your personality out there? Or can the content speak for itself? For some people, it works great. You share completely who you are and people buy into you. But for others, it works brilliantly that they don't. And it's just the games. Where do you sit in that? Are you looking to share more of yourself, do you think? Or are you just going to put the games out?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, your personality shows in your gaming and what kind of games you play. You know, so that makes a big part of it as well.
And in terms of, because I'm trying to garner some information from you that I don't know yet. So in terms of like the stuff people you've met online, let's say, how have you found the community? Has it been a joyous experience? Have you been scared to jump in? Scared to be asked. Have you found it intimidating? Is it welcoming? How are you finding the community?
It's welcoming, mate. It's one of the best communities on TikTok at the moment and other platforms as well. You know, Twitch, YouTube, a lot of gamers are doing it on YouTube as well, not just on one social media. There's multi platforms that they're on.
Are you on more than one?
Yeah, I'm more than one. I've got TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram, and I think that's it.
So if we get into your Twitch then, are you planning on being a streamer at some point? I know you obviously touch base with it now, but is that sort of a thing you want to do more regularly?
But I'm just streaming gameplay. I'm not actually putting my face on there as well. I'm just streaming gameplay clips.
It can work for people because I mention Chris Smooth all the time. Chris Smooth, I'll try to get his name correct soon. But he wasn't on camera for like 4, 5, 6, 7 years. But he
Yeah.
made millions of followers because he was so funny and entertaining and he loved what he did. So it definitely works for some people. I think this whole narrative, you need your face, I don't really conform to that necessarily. Some places, maybe. Maybe TikTok's a bit different. But other places, I think YouTube, you can sort of have a persona without your face being there. So I do kind of get that. So you mentioned a little bit about what you're playing. What's in the future? What are you looking to play next?
Well, future, thinking about getting a couple more retro consoles. I'd like to get an N64 and a SNES back. Maybe, maybe a GameCube again. I know me and Nintendo, we can play GameCube games, but it's not the same feel.
Nah, I've had a Wii once and I didn't like it. Basically, it was never really my thing. I mean, the GameCube's more authentic to me anyway. So what's okay? You obviously got a Nintendo love for it. What's some of your favorite Nintendo games? What are you gonna be looking to go back and get?
One a lot of, I've got a lot. Can't actually choose one. Joe and Mac was one of my favorite SNES games. F-Zero.
Yes. Sorry, I celebrated there. Sorry.
F-Zero, there were always a competition in my house growing up. There was me, dad, and my brother, you know, trying to get the fastest time. Me and my brother would alternate. It'd be like he'd get the fastest time on one, I'd do it, and then my dad would just come in and completely wipe the floor with both of us. Joe and Mac, Donkey Kong Country was another one. I did have Lion King at one point and Jungle Book. Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, if I've said that right. That was a good one.
Is that the best one?
I don't know. I really can't choose.
Zelda interests me a lot because I'm not a massive Zelda guy, but I wonder about Zelda fans always saying about the different. It's not Final Fantasy. Like, there's always a different version. People think Link to the Past is great if they're real hardcore fans, I found.
I really enjoyed it. I'm not a big Zelda fan myself, but I really enjoyed playing that. I think it was one of my uncle's games originally, and he passed it. He borrowed it us and then obviously took it back. So that's what we used to do when we were growing up. Like he'd fetch games over, he'd take a couple of hours and then fetch them back, and we'd just keep swapping and changing.
You said a minute ago that your dad would wipe the floor with you, so you just come in and do it. What are the games that you played, especially as a kid, that you were that guy?
Going to sound funny here, but Donkey Konga.
Conga.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah.
I used to have
I
a car
am
on
shocking at that.
the best guys in house on that one. Guitar Hero. I never got to hard difficulty, but neither did anybody else in house. But I could play medium ones with blue one. No one else could get as high a score in house as me.
With your content, right? So let everyone know how long you've been doing it for.
Off top of my head, I don't know exactly. But like I say, it's been a long process. Because first of all, like I say, I didn't want to put my face on camera. So I was just doing gameplay clips and cinematic clips. And it's obviously evolved on how I
Because
go about
my
putting the
question
game.
was going to be, and I find this stuff fascinating because obviously everyone's journey is completely different. But for people that start off, slow is the wrong phrase, but like not putting themselves out there and a bit of face and stuff, and they're sort of finding their feet, it serves to me as a reminder that content is a process. There's never a right, never a wrong. And no matter where you start, just start.
Yeah,
Just
it
start.
is a long process, like you say. You know, it's not something that you can do overnight. You have to build on it and find what games you like, what other people like. But more than anything, I just put games on there that I like playing. And other people do like some of the games. I've had some people say that they've never known about that one. You know, when it looks good, or I put a video, a gameplay clip on Darkwing for the NES. And I did have somebody comment saying they wouldn't be able to play it on the way it is if they keep falling off things or anything like that. They just have to turn it off.
But isn't that the joy of the older games, though? I had a funny conversation with Holly Retro saying, like, because I have this thing where if you've only got a little bit of time, like, say, half hour, hour in the mornings, whatever, you need a game you can jump in and out of. An old NES, SNES, Atari games are great because, or Genesis games are great because you're going to die loads. It doesn't matter. You just get on
Exactly,
it and
yeah.
do it. It can take 10 minutes. It's fine. Just jump off 10 minutes. That's why I love Hades, same format. You know you're going to die. It's fine. Just enjoy that 5, 10 minutes you're on it for. You've got this like presence, your own style, your own, front of yourself sort of thing, how you present yourself. Have you found yourself reflecting on anything yet? Like, have you got to the point where you're like looking back on stuff going, that was okay, but I might try and change that, or I might try and aim for this? Have you sort of got a view for what you want to do in the future with how you present yourself?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier about obviously how I'd intro the games, rather than doing it with a green screen at the back, is actually just me on camera with the game itself, and then introduce it that way rather than just with a picture in the background.
And then, would you ever think you get to a point where, because I don't want to do this, where you're looking at games differently? You're looking at it from a point of view of, if I play that or get that game, how does it make content? Do you think you're ever going to get to that point, you think?
I don't know. Like I say, I only play the games that I enjoy playing. So I don't think I would get to that point.
I can respect that because it's very easy to get into that mode. Just so you're fully aware, your brain twists and it goes into, if I get that, I can make a video about that or that character hit, whatever it is. And it takes away, maybe adds, but it takes away, in my opinion, your experience of the game itself.
It does take the enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, I heard, shout out to Good Game Dan chatting about GTA 6. He's not sure if he's going to stream it or play it offline, play it off social media. I was like, I wouldn't play it online anyway. I wouldn't stream it because I want to play it myself, And I've never really understood the stance people to do, but each to their own. You are a mirror image of me, and you're very laid back and chill, and I want to change that a little bit. I want to get heated. Have you got any gaming hot takes?
Have I got what, sorry?
Any gaming hot takes? Any unpopular opinions? Anything you want to throw into the fire?
Not really. I can't think of anything.
Do you get like? Do you get fired up by online opinions or like Game of Thrones is pants or like anything really get like under your skin?
I try not to let it get to me.
Do you not have anything that really like is it nothing that you're really passionate about that like what's okay? What's one of your favorite games? First
Final
thing you
Fantasy.
think of, Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah.
Six is better.
Well, everybody's got an opinion, you know,
I love
so.
it. I was trying to get like some sort of like competitive streak there. Because does that never, I wish I was like you, does that never like get you going or anything?
Not really, no. You know, like I say, everybody's different. Everybody's got an opinion on games. Everybody's got an opinion in life. So you just got to respect it.
Have you ever had any like, have you got, you said about your brothers, right? Or your family.
Yeah.
Was it never competitive playing against them?
It was, but that's our is with family, in it, you know, so.
So did that never get heated?
Not to a con not to where we'd start fighting or anything like that, or arguing or anything like
Because I'm wondering about F-Zero now with like Falcon and all the different other characters. Like, if you had a, this one's better than this one, or whatever, just to get your brain turning a bit. But it seems like you're a very chill guy, fella. I really appreciate it. I can't say I'm the same because I do get, as I get older, a lot more bitter and a lot more sarcastic because I can't really help it. But yeah, I think
I'm
that's
not
class.
that point. I don't know what future holds, you know what I mean? So
Yeah. I think that's probably a bit different then. I'm very sarcastic and very dry. So, well, I sound dry now, but I'm asking me, but I'm very dry, full stop. I love a good sarcastic retort. I love it. If you want to be a dick to me, I'll be a dick to you back, more clever.
yeah, exactly.
what are some of your, let's get into something a bit more a different lane then. So do you watch anything like movies, TV shows that are involved in gaming? Or like, do you watch Fallout, the TV show? Or Last of Us? Do you watch the game movies? Like, are you into any of that?
I've been watching the Devil May Cry animated one.
Oh my God, yes. Let's get into that now. The episode, how far have you got?
I've only just started.
Okay. That was lucky because there's earnestly, and I'll put a video about it, but I don't know how many people have seen it. There's an episode of that because it's a decent anime. I really like it. There's an episode of that no word of a lie, I sat down afterwards, had to pause it and sit for about 10, 15 minutes to recover. And it's the first thing that I've done for ages. And I didn't think I'd get like that. You're in for a
Oh,
treat, my friend. Absolute treat.
nice one. Thank you.
Have you played the Devil May Cry games?
I played them for the PlayStation 2. Which one? One for the 360 as well. I don't know if I've already got it. Yeah, Devil May Cry 4.
Nice,
I'm
nice.
liking
Because
that as well.
the series is quite a tight knit, not tight knit, but like quite a tight story. I think
Yeah.
it works perfectly. And I mean, I need you when you finished it to let me know what you think,
Yeah,
because
well.
the and I won't spoil it, but the episode I'm talking about, I don't know how to, so the episode I'm talking about is a backstory, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking hyperbolic here. I'm not talking to fluff it up for effect. I honestly feel like it's one of the best pieces of storytelling I've seen for about a decade because it's so good. And I can't wait for you to do it. And you need to let me know when you finish it, please. Because it's one of those
Well,
things where like you've played or watched it and no one else has. And you're like, I need someone to talk to about it. I need somebody. So, yeah, the sooner you do it, the better, please.
yeah. I'm gonna get into more, you know, as well, gaming, TV shows, and stuff like that.
I'd recommend Fallout for a start. I
Right,
think
yeah.
if you're a fan of Fallout or not, watch Fallout. It's amazing. Ella Purnell was amazing. You should, if you like the Devil May Cry anime, there's a few gaming ones you should watch animes, I think.
Right,
Yeah, like people dog on the Resident Evil ones. I think they're great. Final Fantasy, what is that one called? Not the 90s. There's a few, basically. Watch animes. They're great. And I can hit you right in the feels.
I watched
Let's.
the one a while back now. I think it was a Final Fantasy one,
Remember.
animated like movie. I
Yeah,
can't
I'm trying to
remember.
think what that was called, but I can't remember what it's called. If it wasn't called Final Fantasy, it'd be a great movie, just a normal
Yeah.
movie. Because it's called Final Fantasy fans hate it. I might just.
That one were a good one as well, the Halo Legends.
Oh, yeah.
That one not bad.
Also, I think there's a rap where or rep where gaming movie and TV shows get a bit of like crap because they often are. But actually, there's quite a lot out there that are really good. Like really good. Like people hate the Resi movies. It's a bit of an interesting one, but like just enjoyment of movies. Forget the game part, enjoyment of movies. There's a lot of stuff like that. So maybe you can check some of those out. Let's go into coaches questions because I'm very keen to learn more about you as a gamer. So for those who don't know, we do coach questions. I do questions on my page, on my TikTok page, and get the guests in front of me to answer a few of them at random. The first one is sandbox or linear?
Depends on what game. Sandbox is okay, like if you're playing like Minecraft, or kids are always playing it. But I'm not really one for sandbox games.
Are you more of a story guy that wants it finished?
I'm more of a story kind of gamer.
So what
I
sort of
like.
things are you into then?
Yeah, sorry?
What sort of those are you into? What are your favorite video game stories?
Star Ocean had a good storyline.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Stop had a good storyline in it. Kingdom Hearts have got good storylines in. And they're my two favourites.
And you can understand Kingdom Hearts, can you?
Gears of War as well have got some good storylines in.
Yeah, we had a thing where it was if you could change a video game ending, what would you change? And someone said Dom from Gears of
Oh
War.
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That were the worst ending in any game series, I think.
Oh, really? It didn't make it heartfelt, no?
Oh yeah, it did, yeah. That's what I mean, it were the worst one.
Oh,
You know,
right, okay. Okay,
or
it
more
just
than the
okay.
worst one, should I say.
Yeah. Is there a, on that though, is there a game ending other than that you would change?
Not really. Not that I can think of. I'd rather have Dom still been in. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Because one of my next questions is, and I've written it in capitals, but is there a video game ending that's pissed you off? You might not want to
Okay.
change it, but has it pissed you off?
Apart from Gears of War.
It
Just trying to think off the top of my head.
I had a massive rant. There's a clip I'm going to put up soon, but I had a massive rant about one myself.
Just trying to think. Can't think of one off my head. Off top of my head.
Maybe we'll circle back because I'm sure there always is one, I guarantee. What is your favorite slash most used video game weapon?
Probably an assault rifle. And any games play Halo.
Oh, you can't say that, bruv. You can't just have assault that as one thing. They're all different. The BR or the weather in Halo is way different to Medal of Honor 1. Come on now. You have a choice.
Oh, Halo, really, energy sword. I used to love going around with that. There was one gun in particular on Destiny, where it did multiple damage. It were like lightning bolts that were coming out of well, electricity coming out at the end of it. I can't remember the name. But that were a good gun I used to use all the time. It didn't go down well with mates when we were playing raids because I was destroying all enemies because it did multiple damage and they weren't getting no kills.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there? Let's be real. Which game is or was better for you the second time around?
Could say that about a lot of games where there's a lot of things that I've missed. And then when I've gone around and found them, or where you can choose different endings, different ways you can pick storylines. Witcher 2 could be one of them that you mentioned, you know, because of
I knew I
the
liked you because no one ever mentions that, and I love it.
fucking. just for, obviously, you can choose different options. You know, and you can go through one way of playing it, and then you can go through a completely different way.
Have you played like Until Dawn or what's the other one? Heavy Rain, stuff like that.
I haven't played Heavy Rain yet. I've just recently picked it up for PlayStation 3. But I've not actually played it yet.
Just because
I
obviously
know
they're based on
the
choices.
one as well, Beyond, what's it called? I think it's from same directors of Heavy Rain as well and developers.
Which one's that?
Have I got it? Oops, sorry about that. Is it Beyond Two Souls or something like that?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Think it is.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of games like that, I think, where if people that like stories especially go back to me, they always see something different. That's why I love Baldur's Gate 3. I love The Witcher 3. I love stuff like that because it gives you a chance to replay the same thing in a different way. Excuse me. What do you think is, you mentioned Star Ocean, you mentioned a couple of other things. Is there a game story or a game moment, maybe, like you mentioned Dom, but is there a game story or moment that has hit you harder than you thought it would?
Apart from Dom's Alan Wake, I'd say, where obviously his other half disappeared when he was trying to find her. You just felt for him, being lonely and having to try and find her and having to go through what he's going through.
Because do you get emotional at video games? Whether it's angry, sad, do you get emotional at games?
Get angry with some games I've played in the past, like CODs, Call of Duties, which I don't play no more. Football games. I have played EAFC 25, but I played that with Lazy Gamer Off. We joined a club, and then obviously he's gone on to different things, so we don't really play it anymore.
So, are you a footy fan?
I'm f a football fan. In general, yeah.
Of.
Well, it's my team's not playing really well at the moment, in League One, but I'm from South York, so I'm a Rotherham United fan, so.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Yeah, we had a. It's funny I actually mentioned that because we had a family member from. Wasn't Rotherham, somewhere else, but basically they supported Rotherham and they went to every game. I'm like, that is one thing I miss, is the ability to do that. Where I work weekends, it's nearly it's impossible. And frankly,
Even with
because
me,
it's Prem,
I
it's
work on
impossible.
Tuesdays. So I work on Tuesdays, so I can't go to a Tuesday night game. I
Yeah.
work on Saturdays, so I can't go to a Saturday game. So yeah, it is something that you miss, the atmosphere.
It's funny
You
actually because
lose
it's
them.
weird where like so I support Newcastle and we've been for a lot of pain, but like it's I'm finding it harder and harder to love top flight football now, and I've been a football guy. People know me as a basketball guy. I've been a football guy since I was two. Like that's my first love. I thought I was gonna be a Prem footballer when I was younger. Like, that's my thing, but I find it so hard now to keep up with the passion of it because. It's not the same. In a
No.
weird way, I'd rather support a Sutton United or someone down south, someone down south that's in the League Two or League One, because it's more of a unique, real experience to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got into you not being really an emotional guy, but is there a game that you wish you'd played sooner?
Top of my head, I wish I'd have played Mortal Kombat 11 sooner before it came when it came out. Apart from recent games, no, I'm more like I say, more retro. I do play now and again more modern games, but the way people were saying about Mortal Kombat 11, how good it was, and then I was like, waited and waited and waited, and then I tried it. I was like, I wish I'd have got it a lot quicker.
Yeah, I don't really play a lot of it, but I've watched a lot of streamers, and I think it's one of the most. Not fair, I'm trying to get the right word, but basically it's good for its fans, MK11. because of the DLC and the new characters, and it serves its fans really well. And it's just a fun competitive game. It's really, really good. And then on go on.
New Killer Instinct that came out when the Xbox One released. Obviously, with the other characters that were in there, like Rash from Battletoads. I used to use him quite a lot. But just to see the graphics that came from, obviously, the original SNES.
I love when someone mentions Battletoads because I have PTSD. Because shout out to Wild Angel, I love the guy to death, but like he put me onto Battletoads. I've loved it ever since. But it's like a love hate because it's so much fun to play. You can complete it in about half hour if you're really good at it, and I suck. So it's so much pain.
I remember having the one for the Game Boy, the original Game Boy.
That's the one I've got. I've got about one and two on the Game Boy. Yes. God, I hate it, but I love it. It's so good. And then on the flip side, is there a game or game series that you've been meaning to try and you've been saying, I'm gonna play that, but you haven't got around to it yet?
The Last of Us, I'm gonna say.
Why?
It looks well. I've played a bit of it for the PlayStation 3, and I'd like to carry on through it. Obviously, just to see where the storyline goes. Been thinking about Alan Wake 2 as well. So, Alone in the Dark didn't go bad either.
I like to look. So I've got New Nightmare, and they're great games. Do you know what the storyline is, as in how it ends in Last of Us?
No.
Interesting. And that'd be something you could speak about, because I had the same thing. I
Yeah.
played it at the start of this year, and I never played it before. I didn't know what happened. I knew about the big thing in two, but I won't spoil that if you don't know. But other than that, I didn't know anything. So it's an interesting experience that, and I think it probably is one of the best stories of all time. Just wasn't necessarily for me, I guess. All right. Okay. So let's go into the next portion then, which is Spotlight. So, as someone that makes content, and obviously you're on the internet like we all are, just give us an idea of the type of content that you enjoy and why you enjoy it.
Retro content, just obviously I'm reliving childhood, Sega Mega Drive, SNES, NES, going back to the Atari 2600 and Amiga. It's what I grew up with. It's just nice to go back to it, and I'd rather do that. I do some more modern games, obviously, now with having children myself, and then picking up on games what they're playing, and sometimes I'll go and jump on with them. But I'd rather go back to my retro stuff. I think that's always going to stay with me.
Just before we get back into the content side of things, do your kids, you said about you jumping in with them, do they ever jump in with you and play some of your stuff?
They have done, my second oldest is always wanting me to plug Xbox 360 in, so he can go on Kinect Sports and playing all different mini games that you can play on there. I have had them on the Sega Mega Drive with Sonic 1, Sonic 2. My oldest did play Final Fantasy 8 at one point, just because it were on Game Pass on Xbox. So I'm going back a couple of years now. And my daughter absolutely loves Crash Bandicoot on PlayStation 1.
Much nice to have that, because that's one of the things about my collection. I've been saying, like, it's a piece of me, my collection. I'm not going to split everything. So when we have kids or a kid, it's my hope that the kid can see a piece of me in it and sort of take it on, and see what my likes and dislikes are and everything. So it should be a nice little bond for us. Who are some of the, if you don't mind sharing, who are some of the content creators you watch regularly and stuff like that?
Some of the content creators, obviously you. It's Frampton. I watch Atomic Retro, Ollie Retro, obviously, basically Frampton Cadets. Wild Angel, I've seen a lot of his deep dives. Good Game Dan. There's quite a few. There's too many to name, to be honest. There's quite a few. 8-Bit Barber is one of them as well. Absolutely love his stuff with the puppets that he's doing now. Something different, but hilarious.
That took me so much by surprise when that came up. I thought I'd watch a different video. It was so funny. You've got so, I mean, firstly, on I'll always say this, anytime he's mentioned, Wild Angel, go and follow Wild Angel. He deserves more. You've mentioned loads there, and they're all obviously different. If you're scrolling through on TikTok or Instagram, whatever, what is it about a content creator or a video that would grab you?
I think what it is with me more than anything, it's obviously I just watch people that I follow. You know, it doesn't matter what they're doing, just to try and support them more, you know, just to give them that support in live streams and stuff.
But what
Watching
is
the
it?
content and sharing.
But that's on your end, right? What is it about the content creator themselves or the video itself that would grab you and make you stay and watch it?
The interaction. Where they interact with the viewers, you know, like meant people I've mentioned before, you know, with it's Frampton, the way he talks to you, Atomic Retro, the way he interacts with you, 8-Bit Barber, even if he's not talking to yourself, he's absolutely hilarious in some of the things he says, that he comes out with, and yeah, that's what I kind of watch, if I'm scrolling and I see one of them. And that's why I'll go on.
So, do my favorite bit. Why should someone be following you?
If they like retro stuff, you know, modern games, apart from that, I interact. You know, if I go on streams, I try and interact as much as I can do. Think that's about it.
I think not that, because I had a joke made this a bit of a therapist, but not that I'm trying to like press you or anything. But I think it's important for me to say this to guests that don't want to or know how to sell themselves more. There's way more redeeming qualities there than you're giving yourself credit for.
Right, yeah.
Can you have any guesses on what those might be? Like what when you put a content out, the content when you put a video out, and you're happy with it. What is it about that video you're happy with?
The way I've introduced it, the way I've played the game, the completion of levels. Apart from that, there's n nothing really else I can say.
Lies. Do you not feel like you're entertaining? Do you not feel like you said about engaging, that's one thing. But do you not feel like you're giving people something that they can latch on to?
It's all about the gaming rather than me, isn't it? You know, so
Ah,
I don't think I'd latch
yes.
on to
But
anything.
as we've established with many other guests, is that mindset itself not something to latch on to?
Yeah.
Because you're putting the games at the forefront, and you said it several times, others at the forefront, that's someone that I want to support because you like to encourage people to view others. You like to chat with others and learn about them and not put yourself at the forefront, etc. But that's in itself is a really nice trait for me to see. And
Yeah.
that to me is authentic. It's not like there's a way of being like outspoken or, you know, put yourself out there sort of thing that isn't braggadocious, but it's a very thin line, right? And so what makes a difference for me is someone that does it sounds so ridiculous, does it without doing it. People
Yeah.
notice you because you're noticing others' content. You're making stuff you said earlier that you super love doing. And so all we can do is love it for you and with you. Because it's not like you're making stuff for other people. Do you know what I mean? You're not grinding through the pain of making a video you don't like. So we know you like your stuff. So that's more likely that we're going to like it as well. And on top of that,
Yeah.
you're then selling other people's stuff. It's great. So there's a lot more there than you're giving yourself credit for.
Oh, thank you.
How does it make you feel when someone comes into a live you're doing or asks you questions about stuff you're doing? Do you feel like, I'm trying to think of a wording of this, but do you feel like you're not providing a service? What is the phrase I want? That you're giving the people something? Do you feel like you're making a substantial difference?
Well, the ones I've jumped on, I've not really had anybody asking on streams. I usually just get them jumping and out. You know, I might stay a couple of seconds and then just watch what I'm playing and then leave. I did get one, I can't remember what it was, a follower, and I was playing Digimon World. I was streaming Digimon World, and it came in. I just kept spamming the like button, gifted. And they were like, at least I'm doing something right. It's a game that I enjoy, someone else is enjoying it.
I think it would make a massive difference if you were playing games you didn't like.
Yeah.
Because I know for me, if I was, I mean, pick a game. If I was a streamer and I was struggling to decide what to play next, or I'd finished a game and I was looking for something else, and I was like, right, Marv, you need to play Dark Souls through. No one is going to want to see me that in that much pain. Not because, and you know, it's like you watch someone that's struggling, it's it can be quite fun, can't it? It's a process. But in my case, I want to kill somebody. Basically, it wouldn't be entertaining. It would just be maybe miserable the whole time. It's not like I'm trying to learn something new. I'd hate it. So, you know, it's one of those things where you need to just keep doing what you're doing because people will gravitate to it. And they are. You know. What sort of games are you looking to stream next, you think? Or showcase next?
Some more PlayStation 1 titles. I've not wrote a list yet, but there will be some more PlayStation 1s, stuff, PlayStation 2. Some Xbox 360 stuff that I've not already done yet. So they're my next go to. And I might, thinking about the Sega Mega Drive stuff as well. Some more of that.
Would you be happy if games, I'm trying to think, because I'm kind of like this, if games from this point never got made again, would you be happy with the library you've got?
Yes.
I would. I would, to be honest. Yeah. I feel like.
Even though there's more titles out there that I've not got that I did have before and I'd love to get back, I have got enough to last me that I'd never get bored of. Even if you get bored of playing one so far through, you know, you can switch and then go back to it at another time. So you never get switch, you just rotate them.
I think it's key because one thing I want to say about your stuff is like you're very real with it, you're very authentic with it, and that's the sort of person I would follow and I would interact with. So, you know, keep doing that for me because if someone doesn't know who you are, the biggest thing I can say about you is you're doing it for the love of it.
Yep.
And people say to me all the time, well, you know, you do such a great job of championing people and sharing people. I'm sharing people that I like. Like, I'm not going to just make a list of random names. I ain't doing it. You see it all the time. I'm not trying to dog people, but you see it all the time. You see posts that are like pictures, and it's like a
Yep.
list, two with the camera, two lists of like names, 30, 40 names on one page. Like, you don't watch all of those. And if you do, whatever, I'm not going to follow all of them. Sorry. But if you get something from me, you know it's someone that I really do follow. And so, you know, I would say go follow Bigetti. Because he knows what he's doing. He loves what he does. And in all honesty, it's criminal how many followers you have. Not a follow count amounts. It matters. You're over 1,000, you're killing it. But your one of those pages is like, if he had 10,000, 20,000, if he had a big streaming presence, it would make sense. So just keep doing what you're doing because it'll get there eventually.
Will do. You
Yeah.
know, I'll be doing it till I take my last breath. You know, so as long as I can keep doing it, I'll be doing it.
Just before, because I was going to, right. So, on that though, before I sort of wrap things up a little bit, you said something interesting there. Do you feel like content has, I guess, two part question,
Yep.
reignited your love for gaming? And then also, do you feel like content has elongated the length of time you might be interested in gaming, if that makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, with some videos, you know, it might only take a few minutes to do a level, you know, but you want to show, and some other games might take an hour or half an hour, but you want to show that content. I'm not going to cut it short, you know, I will show the full length of that level or stage or whatever it is of the game that I'm doing.
And then what about you? Because what I'm trying to get at is, I'm not saying you ever fall off with your love of gaming, but like seeing this community and seeing people that love what you love, et cetera, and like finding a community sort of thing, has it given you more reason to stay contacted with gaming for longer? Because
Oh yeah.
as we get older, things change, right? You do less of what you enjoy because you can't. But like
Yeah.
you sort of get bored of things. But for me personally, jumping on TikTok and doing content has reignited love for gaming again in different ways,
Yeah.
of course. But I
Yeah,
wonder if it's the same for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's done the same thing for me.
No, awesome stuff. We will end it here. But before we do any of that, we always do the same thing, which is there anything you want to finish with?
No. Just everybody that enjoys gaming, keep doing it. You know, it
Where
is a
can
long
we
process. Go on.
where can we find you?
I'm on TikTok, YouTube, Twitch. There's nothing on my Twitch at the moment, you know, because I delete them quite often. After people's watch them, I don't really do clips of them. I have got some stuff on Instagram as well.
And are they all Big Eddie 87?
Yeah.
Cool. Obviously, they'll be in the description, but it's just nice people to hear. Excuse me, just nice people to hear that from the horse's mouth. This has been fabulous. I'm going to let you go. This has been episode 81, and I'll catch everybody on the next one.
Thank you.